and good morning. It is 18 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio are a bunch of drama, debate, and forensics folks. From Sitka High, we have Coach Stephanie Ask. We also have Michael Boos and Celia Lubin. And from Mount Edgecombe High School, we have Breezy McClenahan and Haley Stumpf. Welcome, everyone, to Morning Edition.
Thanks for having us here.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Well, we are here because it's the beginning of DDF season, and you kicked it off with what's essentially a practice meet. And that happened right here in Sitka over the weekend, Friday and Saturday, and it was the first time it was held in Sitka, right, Stephanie?
Yeah, we haven't hosted the first meet in probably 4 years, I think. Usually we host later on in the season, so this is the first time we've hosted the workshop meet, which was exciting and a great way to kick off a season for sure.
Well, let's talk a bit about the format of this practice meet. It's not your typical meet. It's more about what? Introducing you to DDF and to each other?
Definitely. Usually at a meet, we start competition right after school on Friday, and competition rounds go all the way until the end on Saturday. But for the workshop meet, we try to fill Friday afternoon with a bunch of different activities, workshops. We brought in a lot of different community people to provide workshops on different performance and stage presence and debate kind of topics. We did a spar tournament and kind of got, you know, everybody playing games and getting to know each other. And then on Saturday, we actually do kind of a shortened competition schedule, but we also allow people to be on script, knowing that a lot of kids have only had their material for a week and a half. And it's just a great way to get started and get some strong feedback from community members about, hey, you should try this and you should try this, and kind of just give everybody a feel for what the rest of the season's going to look like and all of those competitions that we'll do before state in February.
So who attended this meet?
We had 6 schools in attendance, including Sitka. So it was Sitka High School hosting in Mount Edgecombe, and then Juno Douglas High School, Thunder Mountain High School, Wrangell, and Ketchikan all came.
You know, back in my day, we never did a practice meet. It was just jump right in. And this seems like a very Southeast Alaska practice because folks from across the panhandle, you're all going to be working so close over the course of the season, and you know, in so many different sports and extracurriculars, you're like family. So you're getting to know each other. Mm-hmm. Well, let's introduce the DDF competitors. Breezy, let's talk about you a bit. What grade are you in?
I am a sophomore this year.
And what categories are you competing in?
I'm doing a dramatic interpretation and a reader's theater.
So dramatic interpretation, can you describe that a little bit? What happens?
A dramatic interpretation is really taking like this intense part of a book, and there a lot of them are sad, and just kind of like dramatizing it for everyone to see and to make you like feel something.
So that sounds pretty intense for the person who is portraying the characters.
Yeah, mine makes me want to cry every time I read it.
Well, and when you're in competition, do you want to cry? Do you want to hold back on crying? How do you navigate that?
It really kind of depends on, like, the feel of your piece. Sometimes, like, crying a little bit will help, especially, like, a lot of people, like, fake cry. But, like, if you, like, cry too much, then it's, like, it's going to be harder to, like, pronounce your words and just, like, get your feeling across if you're, like, weeping.
Not going to be very effective. Is that sort of the kind of feedback that competitors may get at a practice meet, you're crying a little too much, or you might want to turn on the spigots a little bit more.
Yeah.
And then you are also doing reader's theater. Can you explain that a little bit?
Reader's theater is usually with a group, and you kind of read a script that tells a story, and there's, like, a lot of movement. And they're all a lot of them are really funny. I don't think I've seen a sad one yet.
Well, Michael Boos, you're from Sitka. Hi, you're doing a reader's theater.
Yep.
What grade are you in?
I am a senior in high school.
Okay, and in addition to Reader's Theater, what are you doing?
I'm also doing duet acting, which is kind of a more conventional form of performance. It's two people basically doing a scene made for two people. You can have props, and yeah, it's just like a small little 10-minute play.
And then Reader's Theater, and how does it differ?
Reader's Theater is a lot different because you can have more than two people, But also it's all open to a lot more interpretation, since you can't have, like, props besides your script and podium in front of you, and you're not allowed to, like, touch your partners or even look at them. So a lot of the beauty of Reader's Theater is trying to get around those rules and trying to make it look as cool as possible without breaking the different requirements for the piece.
Now, your two pieces, they're fairly humorous?
Yes, both my pieces are pretty funny. I'm definitely not a sad person.
And Breezy, you have a very dramatic piece. What about your Reader's Theater?
My Reader's Theater is supposed to be kind of funny.
Okay.
It's about, like, old women and their problems, like, throughout, not like old women, but like historical characters.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, so you're a little balanced out there. Let's turn to Celia Sitka High. What grade are you in?
12th.
You're in 12th grade. And what categories are you performing in?
I'm doing debate and Reader's Theater with Michael, and extemporaneous commentary.
Okay. Tell us about one of the pieces or you're preparing for. Or debate. You can focus on debate if you'd rather focus on debate a bit. Talk about extemp.
Right, okay. All right. So extemp is kind of a unique event because it's a speech. You give a 2 to 5 minute speech, but you draw your topic 20 minutes before that, and you basically have 20 minutes to kind of prepare and then give this speech to somebody. And the prompts can be, you know, anything from, this time they were like one word, two word prompts about school. But they've been quotes, they've been movies, books. It's kind of, you never know.
So unlike in the drama portion of the competition, you're not practicing one or two or three pieces for the season. You have to prepare for what is essentially unpredictable. How do you do that?
I mean, it's kind of hard to prepare for comm, but really the way that we do it, at least at Sitka High sometimes, is just we practice doing more of them, because it's kind of, if you practice thinking on your feet more, it gets easier as you do it more.
Okay, and then Haley, what grade are you in? You're in from Mount Edgecombe.
I'm a junior.
Okay, and you're from Craig?
Yes.
And you apparently sought to attend Mount Edgecombe specifically because of the DDF program?
Yes, that was definitely one of the big deciding factors.
So what are you competing in?
I'm doing extemporaneous commentary, Reader's Theater with Breezy, and debate.
Okay, and why did you choose to focus on DDF academically? Why did you focus on that when thinking about where you want to go to school?
Well, a lot of DDF kids that I've noticed, they seem to be very intellectual. I don't know what it is, but just I really like how outgoing they are, and there's this intelligent quality to them, like this very outgoing intelligence, and I just really like it. So that's why I really wanted to join DDF, because I really like how not shy everyone is. They're just so outgoing. People will just start dancing in the auditoriums for no reason. There's not even any music playing. It's
Well, I mean, what factors do you think contribute to what you observe, to that observation? Why do you think? Is it because that DDF folks are up in front of audiences?
Yes, I really do like that. I like the whole public speaking aspect of it, because in life there are going to be many times where you need to learn how to speak in front of people in order to be successful, and it's good to not be afraid. It'll get you far in life to learn this skill. So.
Well, how are you all feeling about the upcoming season? Are you pumped? Are you a little trepidatious?
It's going to be great.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited, as I usually am. I mean, this is my last year doing DDF, so it's kind of like both... I'm excited, and then also I'm worried that, like, oh, geez, I hope I can do well this year because it's my final year, so I want to leave with a bang. But, you know, usually I'm just excited to be competing in that.
Michael and I are the running state champs for third place in Reader's
in
Theater.
In Reader's Theater, yep.
Well, when is your next official meet coming up?
It is October, I believe, 26th and 27th?
It's 24th to 25th.
24th and 25th. Yeah. I was very close. But we will be traveling to Haines for that event.
And Stephanie, is there anything you'd like to add before we leave?
I just wanted to give a huge thanks to the community here. Whenever we host a DDF meet, it is amazing how people come together and volunteer their time to come into the high school and judge these events, give feedback to these kids, support us, come watch us perform, bring food to feed everyone in the hospitality room, and just the amount of parents who are bringing in kids from all over Southeast Alaska and housing them and feeding them and letting them use their water to shower. I mean, it really is amazing how much effort goes into having these meets happen in your town, and I just couldn't be more thankful.
Great. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us this morning on Morning Edition.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
We've been speaking with drama debate forensics folks from Sitka High and Menedgecombe High School. You just heard Stephanie Ask from Sitka High. She's the coach. Breezy McClenahan is a 10th grader from Menedgecombe High. She's also from Sitka. Michael Booz, 12th grader from Sitka High. Celia Lubin, 12th grader from Sitka High. And Haley Stumpf, 11th grader from Mount Edgecombe, and she is from Craig.